As the anniversary of September 11th approaches, we are joined now by Beverly Kimmon. Beverly is known as the Keeper of the Quilts, a 9/11 World Trade Center Memorial Quilt Project. Beverly, welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us what this quilt project actually is. Now, this isn't something that you started, but you have since become the keeper of.
Yeah. Amy Sue Leisure started it in 2001. She put out advertisement asking for donated quilt blocks, specific size, color, red, white, and blues, mm-hmm. and star patterns. She passed away in 2002, and Brian Kohler then took it over and finished it, and he's from Seattle, Washington. I went and saw it in 2004 in its entirety.
Okay.
And since then, I've tried to contact him to see how we can get it to this area. How can I help you get it to this area? Finally, one day, he said, I'll send it to you.
Wow.
So now I have it.
And now you have it. And it travels around?
I'm trying to tour it.
Okay.
This will be my third showing.
And this is a partnership that we have with Meridian Township, so that's what got you to this area. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, so tell me, I mean, everything about it, but, I mean, how much upkeep do these quilts require?
Nothing. Just nothing at all. Keep them stored and mm-hmm. dry and mm-hmm. in totes, you know,
yeah.
sealed containers.
And in the years that you've been involved, have you ever met any family or friends of the 9/11 victims?
Yes. When I was in Berrien Springs, we met a lady. Her friend, I do believe, was on the plane heading for a vacation.
Oh, wow.
They were going to Hawaii.
Okay.
And she had left a note on the table at her house that if anything happens to her, to keep the house for her dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And needless to say, the planes went down. And so she was there and took pictures of the quilt block with her name on it and her husband's name, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then in Fort Wayne, we met another person. His niece had died in the towers. And because it was on the anniversary, her parents were in New York for the anniversary celebration.
Mm-hmm.
And he came and he took a picture of her block and had her picture with him mm-hmm. to take with the block. So
tell me about how the blocks are laid out. Is there like one block per name?
Well,
or does that
there
vary?
Are 300 quilt panels mm-hmm. with 25 blocks
okay.
per panel.
Okay.
And the names are scattered periodically throughout the quilts.
Mm-hmm.
It'll have the victim's name and their age. And they're not in any order,
mm-hmm.
but we do have books that a person, if they're looking for someone, a name, they can ask us, give them the name, and we can tell them where to find it.
Okay.
Very easily.
Okay. Wow. What a really touching kind of project there. So in all the places that quilt has been shown. You talked about meeting some, you know, family or friends and things like that. What's one of the more interesting things that's happened at one of the showings that you've been part of?
Well, in Fort Wayne, the most interesting, I thought, was when we explained the quilts
mm-hmm.
And showed how, or told them, this small group, the how to find the victim's name in the large print. This man looked up and he said, that was my friend.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he knew someone. He didn't think he'd find it, but
mm-hmm.
just it was there.
Wow.
In the very first quilt.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there are people that know people. In the information we have in the books, it says everybody's from New York that died. Well, yeah, they lived there.
Mm-hmm.
But there are family and friends elsewhere
sure.
in the country.
So right.
when you go somewhere, it's amazing to find people that are looking for a name.
Right. And with, you know, with that such a large number of people,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's a connection.
Yes.
Everybody seems to have somebody or knows somebody or a relative or a
right.
friend or something like that. That's
correct.
Really amazing. Yeah. Well, so being a part of this, how has this project touched your life?
It's made me learn a lot.
Yeah.
I'm trying, I'm, you know, her Amy's vision was to take it on tour around mm-hmm. the country. I would like to do that to the best of my ability. I'm trying. Mm-hmm. This, like I said, this is my fourth showing or third showing. So,
mm-hmm. yeah. No, well, it's a great thing to take around to people, and it's certainly mm-hmm. a remembrance for many. And sure. there already now is a generation that, you know, wasn't right. alive or born, right. you know, and, right. which is hard to believe. But mm-hmm. so this is a very historical kind of
yes.
significance to it.
And also, the day 9/11 happened, it changed our lives forever.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It just did.
Mm-hmm. Well, so why is this memorial quilt important for the community to see? I mean, people know of
it's history.
The event.
Mm-hmm. It's history, and
yeah, and something we hope will never be repeated.
Yeah,
but it's still a very good way to document a very right. important part of American right. history for sure.
Yeah. And so we never forget.
Never forget. That's right. That's right. Well, people can check out the World Trade Center Memorial Quilt at the Meridian Mall in the Southeast Wing, Friday, September 8th through Monday, September 11th. And you can get all the times at cattle.org/events. And people can come out and see it here in this area. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes. Well, thank you for coming and sharing a beautiful quilt. We'll have some pictures that we can take and put up for people to see as they're listening to this and want to know more. And thank you for your involvement in all of this.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time.